Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:46, 14 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, our WWL listener poll asking you, and you can go to WWL.com and cast your ballot. Louisiana has greatly expanded the number of people who are eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Now anybody 16 and years and over can get one as long as they have a set of health conditions, and it's the honor system, but basically it's hard to not exceed that body mass index number unless you're a runway model. So anyway, bottom line, their questions are, do you plan on getting a COVID-19 vaccine? 48% are saying already got one, 33% are saying yes, and 19% are saying no. So Maciek Boney joins us now, our friend, associate professor of biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics. Good morning, Maciek. How are you?
Very good, Tommy. Good to be with you again.
I guess I should tell you happy anniversary. We've been talking so much and so long about this. Let me ask you about the vaccine, because I signed up to get mine this weekend, and then I guess I got to wait 3 weeks to get, they told me I was going to be getting the Pfizer vaccine. After that, for people, after you get every dose that you need and you're fully vaccinated, can somebody that is not vaccinated then pass the virus along to you?
So the answer, according to the vaccine clinical trials, is that maybe, but the probability is very low. I don't think there's ever been a vaccine that's 100% effective. The best vaccines are like 98% effective. These are 95% effective. But that's good enough. If your risk factor is cut by a factor of 20, that's a big, big improvement to the current situation. So if you've been vaccinated, if you're past your second shot, it is okay for you to be unmasked with other vaccinated people and going to smaller indoor events. We probably just have a couple more months of being this careful, and then we'll just kind of have a normal summer of not worrying about it.
See, because here's my thing. I'm basically a libertarian by nature, and I don't mean to inject politics into this at all. But from the beginning of it, if this was something that just affected the person themselves, well, I don't care if you get the vaccine or not. That's your choice to make and to live with, as long as you don't clog up the hospital system or somehow cost me money or anything else. And I'm not trying to sound – I didn't take the Hippocratic Oath, Maciek, and I'm not trying to sound harsh about this or anything. But I guess what I'm saying is, for those 20% that say they don't want to get the vaccine – are we going to get to the point where that's the only people it's going to affect? And then as a result, it's like, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, fine. You're not going to endanger anybody else's health.
Well, you're right to bring this up, because when you get vaccinated, I mean, it's a choice for you. You're protecting yourself, but you're also protecting others. So when you give your kids measles vaccines and send them to kindergarten, I mean, you're protecting your kids, but you're also protecting other kids. And once in a while, there's a kid that can't get a measles vaccine because of some immunocompromised condition. So it's a good thing to do. We do this mostly for ourselves, but also for our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors, all of society. So that number at 20% is a little high, and I know that people say a lot of things in surveys that they don't do. I'm cautiously optimistic that that'll get down to the 5% range, that most people really will realize that for their grandparents, their neighbors, they should get vaccinated. That's the right thing to do.
And in terms of any kind of side effects of this, either any of the vaccines, I got to believe if there had been any substantial number at all or even a significant number, it would have been blasted all over the media, especially on outlets that maybe are not necessarily I hate to say COVID-friendly, but for whatever reason have politicized this and made it something that they choose to take a stand on. So scientifically, Machek, have there been any significant side effects from this thing?
No, not really. We vaccinated about 60 million people so far. In the early phases of vaccination, there were a couple individual reports of allergic reactions, mild allergic reactions that passed in like 12 hours. And people that get the second shot of the Moderna vaccine do report soreness and sometimes fever. So not everybody, but maybe a quarter or half of people report some of these mild side effects after the second shot of the Moderna vaccine. But the reason is that means the vaccine's working. So your immune system is responding after that second dose, causing a mild fever, a mild reaction. And in 12 or 24 hours, you should be totally fine. So that's all we've seen so far.
So I guess in terms of any kind of hesitancy to get it, I don't know that there's really a rational reason for that, is there?
No, and I'll say over the past year, you know, you mentioned our anniversary of talking about this. I mean, we had a ton of failures. Whether it was schools or nursing homes or 500,000 people that didn't make it and didn't survive the virus. The one huge success we had over the last 12 months was vaccine development. To get two vaccines approved in 10 months, a third one this last month, I mean, that was incredible. So we should, I mean, this is a success that we should ride out for the rest of spring, enjoy the summer, and basically prepare for November when we might have some new risks come up again.
But, well, let me take a break here. We'll pick it up there when we come back. And NBC reporting that President Biden's expected to announce a deal to buy 100 million doses of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. That would give the United States more than enough supply to vaccinate the entire U.S. population. 7:52, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, March 10th, talking to Machek Boney, Associate Professor of Biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics. Machek, before we went to the break, we were talking about November, and you said something we would be facing in November, and I hope you mean just the traditional flu and not some type of new COVID thing?
Well, what's going to happen in November is winter will arrive in the northeast, the northern part of the country, and cases could start rising again. So flu cases will definitely start rising. And the question now for the vaccine is, will vaccine efficacy have dropped by November? That's possible. So the goal from now until November is to make sure that as many people are vaccinated as we can, and also to make sure that we're kind of following these variants that are popping up and updating the vaccine if we have to. And we'll know in November how good of a job we did, because we'll see cases start to go up slowly, and then, you know, we'll have to kind of figure out if we're on a path to hundreds of thousands of cases, or like we had this winter, tens of millions of cases. I'm optimistic. I don't think we'll have a disastrous winter like we did this previous one, but we do have to watch out for this and prepare.
A text comes in, is the vaccine safe for people with autoimmune disease?
I am not a doctor, so for this, I would ask your physician.
Okay, let me ask you this. Another text comes in about heavy metals that are in the vaccine. Is there any of that in there?
So I also don't work with vaccine manufacturers. There are preservatives put into vaccines so they can be maintained at room temperatures for certain durations. But the vaccines do undergo safety testing. So in the clinical trials that went through tens of thousands of individuals and the 60 million doses that we've put in people's arms over the past 3 months, there have been no adverse effects, nothing long-term, nothing short-term that we've seen. So for all intents and purposes, they're safe.
In addition to the people that worked so hard to develop this and the frontline people and so forth, I know somebody that volunteered for a study. And they don't know if they got the placebo or the real vaccine, but there really are some people that stepped up that I guess are kind of heroes, right, for volunteering with all that?
That's right. I mean, each of these clinical trials needed 30,000 people to volunteer to get either the placebo or the vaccine, and they're not told which one it is. You can't tell people because then they might change their behavior. So people have to not know, and then we just have to measure 6 months later to see who got COVID and who didn't get COVID. So, yeah, these people are heroes. It's them, it's the scientists, it's the doctors that follow them up, the nurses that have been caring for patients. I mean, there's millions of Americans that have devoted a whole year of their life just to this one pandemic.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon. And thank
Tommy,
you for your
thank
efforts.
You
bet. Machek Boney, Associate Professor of Biology at Penn State Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.